So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
So I'm in grad school, and I'm wrestling with metamodernism. Does anybody know what that term is? Great. That's what you discuss in grad school. And I'm walking home, you know, I'm going like Charles and Raheem's and metamodernism and what does this all mean? And all of a sudden, life hits me at about, you know, 9,000 feet per second. So if you can walk with me here, I'm in a cool Savannah evening, perfect southern genteel-like setting. Walking home, and I look to my left, and I kind of notice a guy that's a little shady, but I'm like, whatever, it's Savannah. You know, got it. I'm walking, and then I feel the cool of the grass, and I feel the crisp underneath my feet. I'm like, I just need to get home. It's about 8:30, you know. I mean, I finished grad school, finished reading a whole lot, got my groceries, it's that time of the week. And I'm walking, and I see this kids, you know, kind of playing on this amphitheater thing over to my right. And I'm like, okay, whatever, I just got to get home. Keep in mind, I've traveled all over the world for about 13 years. I've been in Hong Kong, I've been in Berlin, I've been in the shadiest parts of New York you can imagine, looking at the most obscure art installations you can believe. And I'm in the middle of Savannah, walking, and I go, I just need to get home. I don't know why this is chiming in on me right now. I look to my left, and I pass this really cool thing called the Garden for the Blind. And I kind of go, forget metamodernism, this is awesome. Someone actually made a garden for blind people so you can smell the roses? This is really fabulous. And I kind of see out the right hand of my, you know, right side of my eye, a guy walking towards me. And he's not walking at a brisk pace, he's just kind of walking. And I'm walking, and then we get by this trash can, and this guy, if I'm walking this way, he's walking this way, comes up and hits me on the shoulder with his shoulder. Any dude in this situation is going to, like, square off and be like, what's the deal, man? You know? And this guy pulls a 9mm. It got pretty intense. And, yeah, right on. Pulled a 9, and I'm like, whoa, this is real. And he says, in a very gruff, demanding voice, follow me. And I go, Lord, help me. I say this little prayer in my head. Do not follow him. Do not give him your wallet. Get into the light. And I'm like, what kind of cryptic whatever that is this? And I go, I'm a Texan. I'm not following you. And he looks at me with a gun pointed at me like, here's the dude. Here's me. This is a gun pointed at me. And I'm like, I'm not following you anywhere. And I wasn't machismo. This was not time to show off that you're a head honcho. It's like nobody knows what is going on. I'm just stating a fact. I'm not following you. And he goes, give me your wallet. And I'm like, am I in the Batman movie? Like, what is the deal here? And I go, I'm going to get shot. Like, in my head, I go, I'm going to get shot. I need my wallet. I need my health insurance. I need to know that I'm a student. And I need my Texas driver's license because they'll wonder why I said no. He's a Texan, you know? And so I go, no, this is a bad idea for you. You need to go on with your life, and I need to go in my life. Peace, love, and happiness. You know, do whatever you got to do. Sorry you're in this place, but you want a hug? You know, like. And then he's so confused that he's got this 9 pointed at me. I'm not doing anything. I was like, you want my groceries? You know, like, typical San Antonian, let's have a party. Do you want something to eat? I'm not, like, missing meals, you know, like.
Here you go, buddy.
You can't have my wallet, but you can have my groceries. And he goes, just give me your wallet, man. And I'm like, no. And then it got weird. What I was doing is I was stalling because I saw these two lights coming down the street. You know, I'm like, now if I, it's amazing how rational you are in these situations. If I pause for 30 seconds, this guy is going to like have this glory hallelujah moment. I need to change my life of the thug way. I need to go on with life, take my groceries or his groceries, go make a dinner and feed my mom. But I just go like, I need to stall so that those lights flash him and he stops doing whatever this is. That didn't happen. And he said, just give me your wallet, man. And then it got messed up. He breaks, if I'm this microphone and I'm here, he looks like this off to the side. And then there's this black bush right where that microphone is over there about 4 feet away. And he says, this voice comes from the bush, do him. And I'm like, that doesn't sound good. And Homeslice pulls the nine and shoots me. And I literally go, you shot me. Who shoots someone? His eyes got about the size of buffalo coins, and he ran as fast as I could, and I remembered the prayer. I said, I need to get into the light. And so I stumbled back. I walked from about here to that door on a spiral compound fracture, whatever. It's 7.5 hour surgery, people. That sucks. So anyway, I walk on this leg, and I fall into the light, and I'm like, I'm going to die. Like, something bad is going to happen, or maybe not. But it was amazing how calm I was, and I kept saying the Lord's Prayer in my head. So I'm sitting in the street. I'm bleeding out, basically, which sucks. I don't suggest it to anybody. Sorry, it's a macabre sense of humor. It's just the way it is when something that bad's happening. And I see out of the right hand of my, this gray Oldsmobile pull up, and this dude gets out, kind of heavy set, yellow shorts, blue and white checkered shirt, and he's an African-American guy, and he goes, are you okay? And I literally go, I've kind of been shot. And he goes, well, can I help you? And I said, I think I'm all right. Can you please just call the ambulance and the EMTs? He goes, don't worry. You're going to be okay. I won't be here. I won't be here when they get here, but they're on their way. What happened is my next-door neighbors were a retired nurse and a retired doctor. They came down and said, you've been shot in a very specific place. Are you okay? I'm like, stop saying, am I okay, people? I just got shot. I'm obviously not okay. And they go, you've been shot in a very specific place. Can we tourniquet your leg? And so they do. Ambulance pulls up. Before the ambulance pulled up, a black Jag rolled up. And I'm like, this is bizarre. And these two guys riding real low, which I found out was like the gang members trying to duck shots with the frame of the car, go, what happened? And I said, I've been shot. And they just drive off. I'm like, what is this? So the EMTs pull up, you know, and they get out. And I had just finished, speaking of metamodernism, here's the loop. I had talked to my friend Scott Andrews, who used to write for The Current in LA. And he said, Rex, what happens when something so awful happens, all the air gets sucked out of the room? I said, what, man? He goes, you crack a joke. So the EMTs get out. And they put me on this yellow gurney, and I go, you guys know that Charles and Ray Eames designed this stretcher gurney? And they're like, what? I said, yeah, two architects. They're actually really cool. Go read about it in the SCAD library. They're like, you're a grad student. I said, yeah, I'm a grad student. I'm a fellowship, and this dude just shot me. And they're like, oh, my God, we're going to need to get you in the hospital. You've been shot in a bad place. Are you okay? And I'm like, people. So anyway, I get in there, and I get inside the ambulance, and I say, guys, do you mind if I say the Lord's Prayer? And they say, absolutely, go for it, man. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins so that we may forgive those that sin against us. The minute I hit that, I said, guys, I got to forgive the guy. And they're like, what? I said, guys, I have got to forgive the guy that just shot me. And they're like, go ahead, man. I'm like, can I pass out now? And they're like, yeah, go ahead. And so I passed out, which is the rational thing to do when you get shot. Get to the hospital, you know, go through the whole process. I get into this big tube thingy, and this lady, this really heavyset lady with this awesome southern accent goes, honey, you better believe in Jesus because someone stopped that bullet. It's about 1/18 of an inch from your femoral artery. And I went, what's the femoral artery? And she said, not good. And I said, okay, well, what should I do? She's like, nothing. Just get better. And I'm like, okay, well, thank you. I got home. I learned a lot. What's amazing about when these kind of things happen to you, has anybody in this room been shot before? Oh, right on. You're awesome. It's weird, right? It's like the most bizarre situation. It's not like you're enlightened. It's just, actually, I still have the bullet in my leg. His name is Stanley. What I learned through this whole process is all the systems that catch you. And it's really amazing. Your family, your community, your friends, those around you. when life slows down to like a Beatles crawl, literally in a wheelchair, wheelchair access is amazing. Like, seriously, people. When you slow down to that slow and you paint like Matisse in a little wheelchair every day, you start to notice that the sun rising is a really big deal. You notice your family and your friends are a really big deal. So what happened is I channeled all this energy into a show at the McNay, and I showed 18 paintings called A Letter to My Folks. And I learned to walk again in that series. I learned that seeing the sunrise every day is freaking phenomenal. I learned that doing the thing that I love to do every day, which is painting, can not only affect you, but all those around you. I learned going to my studio every day at the Millworks, the community that caught me and let me be. I learned the San Antonio community is incredibly amazing. I'm from here. And then I learned how many people came to the artists that were showing with me and saw me walk again. So if you're ever presented with this situation, I hope you never do, but in amazing situations, believe in your faith, believe in your family, believe in your friends, believe in the systems that will inevitably catch you, and it's a wonderful thing, and you can see the sunrise every day. Thank you.